Some improving conditions will occur across the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through this week. The biggest change will be the warmer temperatures, which will help to stimulate faster drying rates between shower and thunderstorm activity. We are expecting the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt to experience a drier bias, and the ground will firm up as we move forward through the coming week. The majority of this area includes places like Missouri and Kansas and some areas in Nebraska and southern Iowa, southwestern portions of Illinois, and down into the U.S. Delta. All of these areas will see a lot less precipitation, maybe not completely dry weather, but just light amounts of moisture that will likely be countered by evaporation. Temperatures are going to be warmest in some of those areas. In fact, all the way back into parts of South Dakota will likely see a lot of warmth. These areas will see temperatures that will work their way up into the 90s on a fairly frequent basis. Lower and middle 90s will occur most often. There will be upper 90s and lower 100 degree temperatures, but most of those hottest temperatures will be in the plains and not in the proper parts of the Corn Belt. So most of the Corn Belt will see temperatures that are non-threatening as we move forward through the week. The eastern Midwest, where all the rains have fallen excessively here recently, will see some improving tendency. I don't want to imply that there will be no rain in those areas, but the rain frequency and intensity should become much less than what we've been seeing. And more importantly, the temperatures will be warmer, and the warmer bias will likely accelerate the evaporation between rain events, and that should set the stage for a firmer soil eventually. But boy, it's going to take a while for the excessive amounts of moisture to abate from the region. More heavy rain occurred over the weekend in southern Iowa, northeastern Missouri, a big part of Illinois, parts of Indiana, down into Kentucky, even a few spots in Ohio. All of this heavier precipitation added to the already saturated conditions across those areas and worsened flood conditions in some cases. The excessive amounts of moisture has certainly left the crops looking very poorly, but conditions should improve this week with the greater amounts of sunshine and warmer temperatures. There should be a rather sharp change in the way the crops look after a few days of sunny and warm conditions. We're expecting that to take place, but we still have lost some production potential, obviously, from all the adverse of the past several weeks, and we'll have to wait patiently to see how that's going to impact these crops overall. Well, the temperatures are going to be mostly 80s and lower 90s in the eastern Midwest as we go forward through this week, not quite as warm as the western portions of the region, and because of that, we'll likely see crops not nearly as threatened by the warmer bias conditions. Temperatures at night will be in the 60s and 70s. We will see some very warm mornings coming up across parts of the western Corn Belt, and we'll keep an eye on that. Areas to the south in the U.S. and lower Mississippi River Basin area will likely see dry weather this week, as well as parts of the western Corn Belt, and those areas will likely see the ground firm up rather significantly. The southeastern corner of the country will see a scattering of showers and thunderstorms intermixing with some sunshine and some warm weather there as well. There will also be some improving conditions in wheat country, not only in the U.S. soft wheat producing areas of the Midwest, but also in hard red wheat country out there in portions of the central plains. Both regions will see a lot less frequent rainfall and more sunshine and warmer temperatures, all of which should finally provide a better environment for getting the harvest to be completed in some locations. Fieldwork is still way behind in portions of the Midwest, and the quality of crop, of course, has been declined significantly in some locations. In the northern U.S. plains and parts of Canada's prairies, there's still some dryness going on from Montana to Saskatchewan. This is impacting several crops, but there's a chance for some rain further to the north across Canada's canola country, as well as some other crops. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.